Good morning, and I acknowledge the Whadjuk people of the Noongar Nation, the traditional owners of the land on which we meet, and pay my respects to their elders past, present and emerging. For those who don't know me, I'm Amber Jade Sanderson, the member for Morley, also Parliamentary Secretary to the Premier, Mark McGowan, and to the Cabinet. It's a unique role in government, ensuring that the state government's agenda runs smoothly, as well as handling specific projects such as shepherding the voluntary assisted dying laws through the parliamentary process. It's a privilege to serve in this role, especially for a government that reasonable observers would agree is responsible, competent, importantly stable. It's a role that gives me a great vantage point to see the whole picture, not just of the government's agenda, but the whole picture of the economy. From the concerns of the people I represent in Morley, right through to the global impacts on the state economy and how the agenda of the state government leaves Western Australia in the best possible position to address them all. The reality is, WA is facing challenging global conditions. Western Australia has always been a trading state. Trade has underpinned our prosperity and economic development, from agriculture to resources and energy and beyond. Being a trading economy means that WA always is going to be exposed to external forces to a far greater extent than other of the nation, from volatile commodity prices to coronavirus. These challenging headwinds are frustrating for the government, especially coronavirus. Coronavirus is a difficult issue to face. Both the duration and the scale of the economic impacts may be unknown for some time. It is especially frustrating as it comes during a period when all the indicators are pointing towards a strong economic acceleration for Western Australia. Population growth is rising. Unemployment is improving, far lower than when we came to government, and in January, the strongest jobs growth in the country. The strongest full year of retail growth. For this financial year, the CCIWA were predicting the strongest gross state product growth in 5 years, the strongest state final demand growth in 6 years, and the lowest unemployment rate in 5 years, not to mention reporting higher levels of business confidence than when the government was elected. But however frustrating it is, it remains the responsibility of the West Australian government to ensure that we have the right policy settings in place to protect the state. We had to meet this challenge and meet it quickly. As soon as the scale of the issue became apparent, the Premier and key ministers convened roundtables with the most exposed industries, resources, tourism and international education, to listen and see how best we can respond as a state. I know that was widely welcomed by those sectors. Targeted responses have also been announced for the tourism industry, designed to keep our performance in this area strong. But when we consider the broader agenda of the McGowan Labor government, we are well placed to handle an issue like coronavirus. Firstly, the strong financial management of this government means we can handle volatility. Getting the budget back to surplus so debt can track down was essential for Western Australia. Surpluses act as a buffer to our finances, even if there is volatility in revenue like commodity prices. Moreover, it gives the government the capacity to respond when required. It is imperative that WA continues to budget for surpluses. The approach of the previous government, where every last dollar was spent, left the state vulnerable to commodity price movements. And when the state felt the downturn from the end of the mining and construction boom in 2013-14, there was no fiscal capacity to respond, as debt was already projected to skyrocket from spending decisions during the boom times. Secondly, our commitment to diversifying the economy will help ameliorate external shocks to the economy. The government has been implementing strategies to expand our industries in tourism, international education, defence industries and future battery industries and manufacturing, often leveraging our expertise from our world-leading resources sector like engineering and automation. In tourism and international education, we have seen real gains. But what is often overlooked is the Premier's drive to diversify our trading partners. The WA government values our relationship with China. It underpins our prosperity and thousands of jobs. However, it is important to find additional markets for our goods and services, to expand our exports and diversify our customer base. This government is currently in the process of implementing our Asian engagement strategy. The Premier has led trade delegations to the US, UK, Japan, South Korea, and India. looking to help grow new opportunities for WA businesses. The final element is the targeted stimulus the McGowan government announced last year, slashing stamp duty on apartments purchased off the plan, which seems to be working well. Building approvals were up 15% in December. Raising the tax-free threshold for payroll tax twice. Cutting TAFE fees in half for priority courses. Early enrolment numbers showed 20% rise in commencements. And around $300 million worth of additional maintenance work for schools and hospitals, all designed to have an immediate impact on the local economy. With Metronet, we will see the largest expansion of our metro rail network in our state's history. On the Yanchep extension and the Thornlie-Coburn link, work is already underway for Morley-Ellenbrook line, where the enabling legislation has just passed. This visionary program will create many thousands of jobs over the next few years, not only from the construction on the projects and the rail lines, not only from the jobs created from the local content mandated by our WA Jobs Act, but the ongoing work that will come from manufacturing the new generation of rail cars at Bellevue, returning rail manufacturing to the Midland area for the first time since the 1990s. Not to mention the social and economic benefits of a significantly improved public transport for the people of Perth. This is the agenda the state needs to get through those external challenges we face. As John has pointed out, the new normal for growth in WA will not be at peak boom levels. But a key concern for is that in that new normal, we're shaping an economy that works for everyone. An economy that generates prosperity and opportunity as broadly as possible for West Australians. It's not just an ideological or moral position wanting to see everyone succeed, it's economically sensible. With high levels of debt in WA household, tax cuts and interest rates are not having the stimulus impact that they usually do. So returns are being saved rather than spent, especially in these uncertain times. I spent most of my working life prior to entering Parliament working with some of WA's lowest paid and economically insecure workers. For me, concerns about job security and debt and future prospects is not just stressful on individual households, but it is an economic insecurity that drags on the broader economy. We can get the results we want if we address insecurity by creating opportunity. That is why the McGowan government has been at pains to prioritise policies that extend opportunity to as many West Australians as possible. Initiatives like lower payroll tax for small businesses, our largest employer, freezing and then cutting TAFE fees for priority courses, jobs and skills employer incentives, which provide subsidies to businesses of all sizes for training workers, subcontractor reform, regional economic development grants to help get new innovative businesses off the ground in regional WA. Western Australia is at its best when we're creating opportunity. While I was born in Australia, I received a large part of my education and started my career in the UK. I was 24 and working in London when I booked a one-way ticket back to Perth because I inherently knew there were more opportunities for me here. I doubt I would have had the career opportunities that I've had, and I doubt I would have had the opportunity to represent my community in the Parliament. We are free of those rigid structures that stifle opportunity. It's part of what makes WA great. We want that to be the cornerstone of our future success, from the efforts of ordinary West Australians to the initiatives of small business to our major corporate players. When all West Australians have that opportunity, we can get through the challenges that we face and the economy will go from strength to strength. That's the agenda that I work for, of the government that I work for, and the agenda we believe best suits the economic reality we face. Thank you.